Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Today it's an honor to be able to speak about our Abba Father, our Heavenly Father, but also to speak and give the father of the house a little break and allow him to relax, hear some new jokes, amen. But actually today the Lord put in my heart to talk about our Abba Father. And so Abba Father simply means daddy. You know, there's different names to describe God in the Bible, but daddy is a good one. You know, when I hear the word daddy, I think I can nestle up under my father's arm. But as a father, you never mind that. And our Heavenly Father feels the same way towards us. He wants us to call him daddy. He wants us to have that kind of relationship that we do with our earthly father if we have one. And if we don't, what better person than to call our father? Because the Bible says that our father never leave us or forsake us. You know, when the world, when friends and even our own parents may abandon us or say things or do things, we know that our Abba Father would never do that to us. Amen. And so Abba Father simply means daddy. Jesus himself in Mark 14, let's look at that quickly, used the term. And the story is from when he was in the garden getting ready to be crucified. In chapter 14, verse 36, sometimes things go bad and not according to plan or not the way we want them. And sometimes we cry out to our Father. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing here. In verse 36, it says, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. And so it was a time when Jesus was like, Daddy, is there any way out of this? You know, Jesus said, your will be done, but he was crying out to his Abba Father, saying, Daddy, is there another way? You know, I think about talking to my children or instructing them or disciplining them. Sometimes they say, Daddy, is there another way or am I grounded? I want to get out of this situation, Dad. Is there another way? What do you think? And sometimes you have to step up and just do what you're supposed to do, like Jesus did, do it according to his will. But he was crying out to his Father. That's the type of relationship. That's the type of relationship we have to have with the Lord. Is that close-knit relationship with God where we can call him daddy. Most people who don't deny God's existence would claim that we're all children of God. And I want to give you some characteristics of how important it is that God gives us this opportunity to call him Abba Father. So most people would say, oh yes, I go to church once in a while, or I believe in God, I'm a child of God. And so what we have to understand is we're all his creation under his authority. And we'll be judged by him. But being a child of God and having the right to call him Abba Father is something only a born-again believer can do. You know, it's not enough to just go through the motions. You know, a lot of times in religious organizations, it's about what you're doing is going to get you that access to the Abba Father. And we know that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to my Father but through me. And so turn to John. And I want you to open up your spirits and your minds today, because there may be some people in here that need to get it right with God once and for all. Because at one time, maybe you called him Father, but as we'll see in a few minutes, only a born-again, true believer living according to the Word of God can continue to call him Father. The Bible says we call on the name of the Lord anytime we want. He'll rescue us. But sometimes we're out of that will and out of that relationship. And so only a born-again believer really can call him Abba Father. John 1, verses 12 and 13. Said, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So we have to receive him, and many have received him, and he gave them the right to be called children of God. I don't know about you, but I want to be called a child of God. You know, I want to do everything I can to bring honor to my earthly father. You know, one of the things that used to always scare me straight when I was growing up, is I never wanted to do anything that would bring my father's name down. You know, my father worked very hard to be a faithful person, a man of integrity. His name meant something. He taught me how to be on time. If I say I'm going to do something, to do it, even if circumstances change, make sure you do what you said you were going to do. And so I knew as the pastor's son, the microscope was always on me But I never wanted to do anything that would bring his name down, because ultimately his name is always associated with God. People in the community, people around, people in church look at the pastor as could do no wrong. But we know if you follow him driving, that's not the case. But sometimes we put the man of God on a pedestal, and that's the way we think, and it causes people to stumble when the man of God maybe does something or says something, but certainly when his children are all haywire and out of whack. What are you preaching to us in your own household can't stay in line? And you know what? I wanted to honor my father the best I could, to do what I could to say, you know what? I want to bring honor to his name. He's taught me right. Did I make mistakes? Absolutely. I'll never forget the time when I was in high school and I playing basketball, and I would play 3-4 hours a day after school, and I would go to the courts, and being there, the language isn't always great, and being out in the playground and playing and started to talk like them, and every missed shot was a word a truck driver would use, and it kind of felt good. Hey, I'm talking like everybody else. And one day I'm up there playing, and one of the kids, we're sitting on this, you know, side, and he's like, I thought you were a pastor, son. Why are you talking like that? And they knew. And I felt about that big. And then from that day forward, I said, you know what? I'm not going to just be like everybody else because it's easy, because it felt good, because it was exciting, because it really wasn't. Because every time I really said something I shouldn't have, I knew, you know, that wasn't too good. But the reflection of that man and myself, what kind of a witness would I be saying I'm a believer and a Christian yet acting like everybody else? And so you can't call him Abba Father unless you receive him and accept him. And you are a born-again child of God. Now, we believers come and go. The Bible says in Matthew that we'll say, Lord, Lord, you know, let me in. I've done this in your name. I've done that in your name. He'll say, I don't know who you are, because you're continually practicing lawlessness or evil. And so when we're living in sin and we call ourselves at one time, we may have accepted Christ, but not living for it. We're not bringing glory and honor to God's name. He's not calling us a child of God. You know, salvation is something that we have to hold on to. Now, we can get saved when we're 10 years old, 20 years old, then completely live a contrary life. And if you read the word of God, fulfilling the lusts of the flesh, speaking evil out, all kinds of things in the word of God cause us to stumble and fall away from God, where he's going to say, I don't know who you are. You once, your name was in my book. And it says, I think it's in Exodus, we can have our name blotted out of the book of life. And that's a dangerous place to be in. We should continually be trying to bring glory and honor to the Abba Father in heaven by everything we do. And when we mess up, God, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me. I knew I did my father an injustice that way, and I felt terrible, but I had to correct it myself. And we have to keep ourselves children of God so that we can call him Abba Father. And he wants that for us. That's what he wants from us. Understanding that not all people are children of God, and that becoming a child of God only happens when you're adopted by God through faith. Turn to Galatians. Galatians 3:26. God adopts us through faith. It says this, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So you're all sons of God through the faith in Christ Jesus. You allow God to adopt you because you have the faith that he will do it. That faith brings hope. You have to hold on to it. Know that Christ is going to adopt you. Turn to John 3. I mean, this is a story of Nicodemus, and I'm just kind of setting this up as a groundwork about why we're able to call God our Abba Father. We've all been adopted into the family of God, redeemed from the curse of sin, and joint heirs with Christ. Nicodemus was asking Jesus this question, how to be born again. So there was a man, the Pharisees, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do the signs that you have do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. And do not marvel that I said this to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So everyone who is born of the Spirit. And so we have to be born again of the Spirit. It's a choice, spiritually, in order so that we can be adopted by God. Now turn to Romans. Romans 8:12-17 says this, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So God has given us the spirit of adoption and taken us so we can call him Abba, Father. Verse 16 says, the Spirit of himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if we are children, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Indeed, we suffer with him that we may also be glorified together. So not only when he adopts us, he makes us joint heirs with him. That's exciting. You know, I said it before in messages past that I have an inheritance in the natural that my father will pass on to me and Jamie and the grandkids. I have an inheritance in the natural that Nikki and I will pass on to my children. Why? They're my children. But we all have an inheritance in the kingdom of God that if we stay a part of the family of God and stay in line with the word of God and stay children of God, we are joint heirs, not only with God, but it says here with Christ. We're linked in together. I don't want to forego that inheritance in the spirit. When you cater to the lust of the flesh, you inherit not the kingdom of God. It says you will not inherit the kingdom of God if you cater your lives to the flesh. If you live to the flesh. And that's talking to the church, not the world. These are born again believers that were in the church. And Paul was telling them, if you don't give up the flesh, you have no part in the kingdom of God. If you can't call God your Abba Father because you're not living according to the word of God, there's no inheritance. I don't know about you, but I want to be a joint heir to Christ. I want to stay in line with him. I want to be adopted by my Abba Father and stay there. Amen. Turn to Galatians 4, 6, and 7. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. There it is again. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Once you receive Christ and you're born again and you're living a life according to the word of God, again, you have a part in this inheritance. And God calls you a son of God. Amen. Part of the new relationship is that God now deals with us differently, which includes his chastisement when we sin. This is something that the church doesn't like. Turn to Hebrews. We want to get saved and then do what we want to do and think God's going to forgive us and God's grace is going to be over us. And God's grace is there and sufficient for us, but God also doesn't want to put up with our sin. If I let my kids live the way they want to live, talk the way they want to live, do whatever they want to do, they're going to be unruly and they're going to be in trouble. Sometimes I have to tell them what they're doing wrong, correct them, ground them, take things away. I know this over this past school year, Anthony was getting a little mouthy. And so we took his phone away for like 3 days. And so you have to take a stand spiritually and say, you know what, I'm going to need business. I'm going to do what's right. And when the Lord corrects me, I'm going to receive it. And you know what? He did receive it. He didn't like it, but he received it. And we noticed the change. And now when it starts to get out of whack a little bit, he knows we mean business. And so you keep him in line. Why? Because we love him. Why? Because he calls me his father. When the Lord, and we're going to read in a minute, sometimes has to correct us, we need to receive it. It's for our own good. We don't always have to like it. And most of the time we don't. Jesus was in the garden. He didn't like what he was going to do. He was saying, Father, please get me out of this. But he needed to go through it so that we could live. Amen.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.